This is our pre-show now for, what the fuck is today? Tuesday. Yeah, okay, Tuesday. Whew, man, is my face, if you're looking at Phil TV in HD, is my face red? Because I was out today doing a bunch of exercise shit, man, really getting back into my whole, you know, getting my metabolism going, and I got sunburned like a motherfucker, so... let's see what I got here. Oh, yeah. So what I was doing, I just subtracted some, I've got a Starbucks coffee. It's 819 calories left to me today for me to fool around with 819. That's a massive thing because I just burned 667 calories, I think, today. And that's... That's just walking 4 fucking miles. If I tried running it, I'd be dead right now because it was pretty hot and I'm 63. So what do you want from me? You know, but point being, that's pretty much gave me those calories that I got. So tomorrow, if I don't have anything else to eat today, which I won't, I know you're watching this on Tuesday or listening to this on Tuesday. This is Monday night, you know, so... midnight begins the whole new day, so I'll have 2,800 calories for tomorrow. Usually I got 2,000. So that's the whole thing, man. The thing of it is give yourself 2,000 calories if you're a man. If you're a woman, you can drop that down quite a bit. But as a man, give yourself a limit of 2,000. If you want more, if you want to eat more, you can, but you got to go out and buy those calories by exercising, burning them off. There's all kinds of calorie counting programs you can use, all kinds of exercises that you can do where they tell you exactly how many calories you're burning. There's that pin. I forget the name of that goddamn thing that, you know, Lauren wants me to get one, and I guess it helps you track the calories you're using when you're walking or something like that. But so that looks, you know, very promising. Okay. All right. So let's get over to where we ought to be here. Oh, I know what I didn't do. I didn't do the do. The funky chicken too. I didn't do the do and the funky chicken too. I didn't do the do. Cause she did the do. The funky chicken too. Senator Sanders, I'm proud to stand with her. Well, I mean, you know, look. You know, Sarah Silverman was up there tonight, and she said it, you know, something along the lines of Bernie Sanders supporters, you know, wake up or get real, some shit like that. But she's right. You know, she's right. I mean, just get over it, man. I mean, unless you want fucking Trump to be president. And the only people who want Trump to be president are the vindictive... Never mind. I don't want to get people upset with me. Well, yeah, I mean, I'll say it. This is a pre-show. You guys have a right to hear what I'm saying. I believe are very vindictive, yes, predominantly white people. Now, I'm not saying every white person, but there's a segment of white society that will not let go, man. They think they're going to be calling the fucking shots for forever. You know, Donald Trump is an epitome of that kind of person. He doesn't understand what's happening. You know, it's used to be we ran the game, man. What's going on around here? I'm Donald Trump. I can save you. Only I. Well, that is classic, classic psychopath behavior. If you don't know that, man, that's what classically psychopathic, and it's also extremely codependent to get down to a, you know, a more a trivial read, but that's exactly what it is. You, only I can help you. If you ever had a woman or a guy say to you, you're nothing without me, that's what we call the classic codependent thing, man. Now, I know these things because I'm brilliant. Trump actually tweeted this today, by the way. He tweeted, I know you, Corey. I know things about you, Booker. You don't even know yourself. What in the fuck? Donald Trump has a messiah. He's messing with a messiah complex. I think the motherfucker's going to wind up in a straitjacket. As God is my witness, he's going to wind up in a fucking straitjacket. You know? Either that or in handcuffs. Generally, with a psychopath, it's handcuffs. With a psychopath, it's handcuffs and then suicide in the cell. because they're all about control and they're all about conning people. And when they can't con anybody anymore, they're caught. And their last bit of control is, I'll kill myself in the cell. That way, I'm the guy that controls my destiny. They don't. That's psychopath. Psychotic, as in schizophrenic, as in I think I'm Napoleon, messiah complex, that's a straitjacket. And then that's a mental institution or a forensic hospital, if you will. And there's no suicide. And they just live for the rest of their lives in, you know, Nutville. Trump's not that. He's not psychotic. He is more the psycho. He's handcuffs and suicide. That's Trump. Now, I would say that Trump would be a suicide risk, but for one reason. He doesn't have the guts. And beyond that, he wants to stay here and try to somehow recoup whatever it is he fucked up. So, it's fascinating, man. It's just...
It is, isn't it? Really is. Julia. What is this? Aha, here it is. The jiu-jitsu.
So that's the trip there, man. All right, where'd we go? All right, so next story. Now, that was our jiu-jitsu friend. Yeah. Tiger attacking tourist at Safari Park. Woman killed during rescue attempt. Jesus Christ. Excuse me. Disturbing video shows tiger attacking tourist. A woman is killed. This is in Beijing. We're going to show this, and I want you to be forewarned, okay? See if I can, first thing I want to do is turn that off. Now, again, I want you to be forewarned that this is going to be probably scary. I don't know. There's no audio, at least as far as I can tell. Why does she get out of the fucking car? Why is she out of the car? Oh, my God, it's pulling her away. A woman's going to be killed during a rescue attempt. Oh, for Christ's sake. This is fucking horrible, this shit. Why would they show things? YouTube is such a garbage pit. I'm sorry, you guys, if you saw any of that. I really apologize. That's fucking terrible. Terrible. What happened was when the video ended, it goes to the series of upcoming videos, and there was a very graphic slide there. I apologize for that. All I can tell you is I did warn you that it was going to be a disturbing video, so we'll read that story, find out what that's about. That's horrible, man. Jesus Christ. All right. Let's see what we got here. Good news is, you know, I was wrestling with these computers yesterday. The good news is we are buying a new Production One machine, and we're buying a new TriCaster. I'll be very excited about that. We want to get a new mobile TriCaster. They're really terrific. They're smaller. They're mobile. And the best news of all, they're cheaper by about 30 fucking grand. But that's the nature of all technological developments. Fuck the consumer up front and then give them the big discount and make them think they're really, you know, smart because they're getting in on the new generation of machines. I don't buy any of it. By the way, my phone I dropped in the midst of all of my, well, you can't see it, but in the, let me see if I can give you. Yeah, this is a pretty good look at it. Can you see the cracks? Probably not. I dropped my phone in the midst of my little aerobic workout today. Dropped my fucking phone, and it cracked the goddamn screen. So that's the end of that. Because you can't, it's like, for shit. Why is there a cover for this and not some kind of a cover for this? I don't know. It's not their fault. It's, you know, if I really cared, I would have... Well, I don't know what I would have done. Rapper Joe... what is this? Rapper Joe Budden chases fans after they surprise him at his house. Is that his name? Pronounce your name, man. I'm sorry, dude. I would too, Joe. I would too. These are all the tweets that they feature. Nobody writes any stories anymore. They just put up tweets. Is there anybody writing any? Is there any journalism left? You know, I mean, yes, there is, but is there any like just daily run of the mill journalism left? Or is it all, the only journalism left is the big investigative pieces, because just reporting news, fuck it, man. Let's just throw the tweets up. Japan, 19 dozens wounded in care center stabbing. This is insane. It's better that disabled people disappear. Guy kills 19 people. One of the things about psychosis, the people that suffer from it are hallucinating. They're hearing voices. They're seeing things. They have a distorted, fractured, or completely jumbled view of reality. They think things are happening that are not happening. They think people are talking that are not talking. They think no one's talking when there are people talking. They think what they're eating is a steak and it may be a baby. They're gone, man. They may be hallucinating a demon and it's actually your best friend's, you know, mom. And what happens then is that they... you know, don't basically see the world as it should be seen. And I don't know, why did I start talking about this? Oh, this dude, yeah, people need to disappear. So what? One of the things about a psychotic person is they use, just as we all do, they use, when they process things, the things they see around them. We dream in terms of everyday, the things we see in everyday life. And we also may reference things that we see. What a psychotic does is he takes those things that he sees and he distorts them. An example is the guy who thinks he's Napoleon. Napoleon when I was a kid, it was the classic persona of a crazy person. We'd see it in cartoons. We'd see it everywhere. That's because throughout much of the 19th century, crazy people thought they were Napoleon. Why? Because Napoleon was internationally known. Most well-known man in the world at one point. The Messiah complex, where they think they're Jesus. Okay. So, even to a lesser degree, a psychotic person is going to... For instance, a lot of psychotic kids think it's a video game they're playing. They think that someone's a demon. They have to take the sword. Stories of young people attacking their parents, thinking they're hallucinating seeing one of these, you know, demons or whatever, some video game persona. This dude that attacked these people said that disabled people need to disappear with the knife, I think is reacting to news reports of mass killings. And there's people with knives or guns killing people in large amounts. And this crazy motherfucker sees that and thinks, I could never hope to think I know what, you know, a psychotic person thinks, but it's reasonable for, this would be a reasonable interpretation that, oh, wow, I better start killing too. I need to do some of this too, because this is how problems get solved. You know, they killed a bunch of gay people over here, and they kill a bunch of people over here and kill me. I need to go kill these disabled people. They don't deserve to live. Now, there was a time when we didn't really get it about that. We thought, oh, well, look at what television's doing. Or, you know, this is a person that hates disabled people. No, no. They have no concept of what it is they're fucking doing. And it the object of their attack has no fucking meaning at all. It's the disease that needs to be looked at. Oh, fuck. There was a story, I'm not going to tell you the specifics, but there was a story in the news a number of years ago about a psychotic woman, a schizophrenic woman, a woman hallucinating so badly that she murdered one of her children. And what she then did, I won't tell you. But as she was discovered in the act by her sister, who was horrified, but at the same time, probably not surprised because they'd seen this girl fall apart, the psychotic sister kept asking her sister, "Are you real? Are you real? Are you here?" And her sister said, "Yes, I am, honey." She was speaking to her in endearments as she was dialing 911. I'm real. I'm here. And believe me, I saw the specifics of the crime that this woman committed. As horrifying as it was, there's no way in the world that I could ever, ever want to see somebody like that put into a prison and then put to death. If you want sick, Jack, that's the definition of sick. And I mean literally. I don't mean sick as in, you got to be sick to do something like that. Psychopathic people are not sick. Psychopathic people are abnormal. I fully endorse putting them to death. See, I'm pro-death penalty. Always have been, always probably always will be, but I realize it's not popular, and I don't really give a shit. You know, if they want to stay in prison or stay, go ahead. But I'm just telling you, you're never going to rehabilitate a psychopath. And I think the best thing to do to them is to drop them down, you know, down the hole. But, you know, they cannot be healed. They cannot be cured. Psychotics can be, if it's not too late. Schizophrenia is such a tragic disease that it literally destroys the brain tissue. They have case studies of up to 25%. 25% of a person's, of an affected person's brain tissue has been destroyed within 5 years by schizophrenia. What do you got left then? You just got a vegetable left then. There's nobody left, you know. All right, man. It's very sad. It's just, it's fucked up beyond all recognition, man. Fucked up beyond all recognition. Abstinence education in Africa. Are you ready for this shit? Here's one that you'll love. $1.4 billion to teach sex abstinence in Africa. That wouldn't work in the United States. That's throwing good money after bad in the United States. So what made them think it was going to work in Africa? They don't teach abstinence. This is obviously an effort to prevent the spread of HIV, but it didn't work according to the most comprehensive study of the program. It wouldn't work anywhere. It wouldn't work in the United States. It would not work in the United States. A combination of contraceptives, abstinence, and, you know, whatever, regular AIDS tests, knowing that you're with a partner that is disease-free, those things worked. But, you know, being a promiscuous, Japan attack. The woman got out of the goddamn car and was attacked by a fucking tiger. This is crazy, man. I think I need to change Jeff. I think I need to change Jeff Dowder to a wildlife expert. You know, like, thank you very much, Phil. The Bengal tiger is a very powerful creature, and as you can see right here, it dragged. I had a friend of mine, Rick Neaton. And, what? Nothing. Well, Rick Neaton was dragged away by a polar bear or something. I forget what, but he got dragged out.
Your friend was dragged away by a polar bear.
That is my understanding, yeah. That's what he told me. Rick Neaton survive this?
Who did? The guy that got dragged away by the polar bear, did he survive? Oh, no, sir. No, he did not.
Well, then what do you mean that's what he told me?
Oh, I'm sorry. The wildlife driver.
Yeah, was that the guy, the wildlife guide?
Yeah, it was the wildlife guide. We were at, like, Wildlife of America, or it was just Wildlife Park or something.
Donald Trump's tweet. Donald Trump's tweet about Cory Booker. And knowing more about Tori, and knowing more about... than he himself. All right, man. I think I got it, man. Right on. All right, man. I'm about ready to crank this motherfucker. I think we're ready to go, man. Tonight, I got to do a whole bunch of work. Tomorrow, I don't know when the fuck I'm going to get to half this shit. How many messages, man? You can't just dump 8,000 of these things on me. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All of these motherfucking messages, man. Not possible, man. Mid-roll. Testing 1, 2. All right, I'm ready to go for it here. Okay.
La-da.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right. Testing. Hi, it's Phil Henry. All the voices and characters and all the different performances you hear tonight, all of them will be performed, or today, or this morning. Hi, it's Phil Henry. All of the characters that you'll hear on our podcast today are performed, well, by me. Let's do this again.